taxes. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonner and Bad Bob Belongi.
And good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's parents were, of course, here over Christmas, and she's
nice to see them at your party.
Oh, yeah. And it was nice to have them here. And so they're leaving this morning, so Linda's kind of, you know, spending that last.
You only hope you're that chipper when you're your father-in-law's age.
85. Look at him. Jeez. He's still, you know, he's a chick magnet. You know, when they go to the store, June, who is, take a look at June.
Yeah.
Is there a line in this woman's face?
Good genetics there.
Oh, great. And so she talks about it that she says he's just a chick magnet. I mean, he's 85 years old. She says he goes over to the produce section. And she says, I'll go over there. And there's these women all around him. Oh, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? She says, those kids, those 60-year-olds.
All things are relevant.
Oh, you know what? It just breaks me up. You know, I know she's kidding. I think she's kidding. Anyway, what's the weather look like here, buddy? I tell you what, it took me 7 minutes longer to come to work today.
Had to warm up the rig.
I couldn't, you know, because they're parked in the carport, so I was parked truck out, and I had frost. Yeah. I had frost on the windshield. I don't know when's the last time I've even seen that.
There is, in fact, frost on a lot of windshields this morning in Redding. 27 degrees, temperature starting to come up. We're going to see a high of about 50 degrees today. The National Weather Service has a hard freeze warning in effect till about 9 a.m. Rest of the day will be sunshine, a few high clouds, a high of around 52. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 30. In the immediate forecast as we look out the next several days, next chance of precipitation will be on Sunday, again with daytime highs in the 50s, overnight lows right around the freezing point. Currently, again, 27 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We will have a lake report our next hour.
A lake report?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How much more water is in that sucker?
Hey, Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, and if you need them, their phone number is 365-3793. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny, great people out there. Hey, okay, now, what'd you do? Well, I know you were down in San Francisco visiting your mom.
Visit those who I have as friends on Facebook saw the picture I posted of mom. We took her some presents, a blanket and a pillow, a kitty pillow. She's at UCSF Medical Center undergoing some tests and some treatments, and we're all hoping, you know, all that
thoughts
all has
and prayers.
That all has a good positive outcome. But, you know, talk about a lousy way to spend your Christmas day. So we went down there, and traffic was, of course, fairly light, but we did hit a couple of slowdowns as we were getting out of town and seeing all the flood of humanity coming back into town as we were trying to get out.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
So Christmas dinner was at a truck stop, and but it was all right. You know, we went and saw Mom, and that was a good thing.
That was the good thing.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad. We went for a walk on the Turtle Bay Bridge, on the Sundial Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
And took, going out and had my new hat. And, Tom got Linda's father got this cowboy hat.
Oh, boy, I can see that.
It's the Gus. It's the Gus hat. You know,
the one that Gus.
I tell you what, this hat is so cool that when he was showing it, to some friends, and every one of the guys put it on and wanted one. You know, everybody wanted that hat. Anyway, but walking across the Sundial Bridge was interesting yesterday. You know, it was Christmas Day. A lot of people out, friendly.
I mean, Bali was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, well, yeah. The whole area was. It was clear. Everything was so clear. But walking along the bridge was cool because a lot of people out. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's happy. And you see, an incredible number of Chinese that were either here visiting, and now some of them I know go to school here. But I mean, like whole families of Chinese that didn't speak a lot of English. So I figured they were here visiting.
They're homesteading before they buy all the property.
And this little bitty boy. I mean, he's wrapped up. He is bundled up for everything. And he saw Elk Killer. Oh, he had to go over and of course, you know, Elk Killer licks his fingers and all this. And he's just all excited. Makes the whole family happy. And they're all saying Merry Christmas, I think, to us. And then we saw three ladies in Islam attire, including one in almost a burqa. With the veil across her face. And I have not seen that before. Not that they're not here. Maybe I just don't get out enough. But all this was on the Sundial Bridge. It's pretty cool.
I'll be darned.
It was everything. Everybody's friendly. And, people bringing out their bikes and racing by and people running. You know, it was just a good day. It was nice and sunshiny and all that and not cold. It was cool. So, hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. There's a lot of things going on. But I'd like to hear from you, for those who are awake, what present did you get that you have no idea how to use?
Okay. I want to play one more Christmas song. It's a tribute to George Michael, who passed yesterday.
I was going
to
talk about that. Yeah, 53 years old. Yeah. George Michael passes away. He's been in a spa.
Yeah.
And said died peacefully in sleep. 53 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Unlike Zsa Zsa Gabor, who came sliding in at the end, you know, her hair's disheveled, she's 99 years old, she goes, yeah, what a ride.
From our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our eighth year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I pushed from Point Barren through a blizzard of snow. Been out prospecting for 2 years or so. Pulled into Fairbanks, the city was a boom. So I took a little stroll to the Red Dog City.
Johnny Horton.
Yeah.
Man, gosh.
Springtime in Alaska. It's 40
below.
Springtime
in Alaska, and it's 40 below, and he was killed in a plane wreck. He did a lot of music. Hey, 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on the 26th of December. You know, a lot of places, our sister station is shut down. Maybe we should have just shut down today. I have nobody in the chat room. Is anybody out there? If there's anybody out there, just call
Hello,
us. Because I realize this
there?
Is kind of like a major holiday. I saw no cars. I saw not one car coming in today. Is there something going on? I mean, don't other people work? Don't other people have businesses that are open today?
Because of the Sunday holiday, a lot of businesses took today off.
Billy Bob, you out there? Coach Bob, anybody?
Anybody?
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you. But you know what? We're going to do our job, though. It's brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Sharon Clark has the best in-home health care for people that you're ever going to find. Whether it's short period of time or long periods of time in home health care, she's got it at Home Helpers. Every one of her people are personally hired by Sharon. They're all background investigated, background checks, I should say, bonded, insured. They're all trained. And she matches the right person with the right family. So you can't get any better than Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350. That's who I'd want. You know, if I broke a leg or something like that and Linda couldn't, you know, be there all the time, I'd hire one of Sharon's people to come in there and, you know, wash your foot. You ever had a broken leg?
Came close, but no broken leg. I had a broken arm when I was 7.
When they put that cast on you, mm-hmm. like, you know, after I was in that motorcycle disaster, they put this cast on me all the way up to my knee because my ankle was shattered. And, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of staples they had in me. I mean, I probably set a record for staples that they put you back together with. But after like 2 weeks or 3 weeks of wearing a cast, and everybody that's had a cast on knows this, your fingers, or especially if it's on your foot, it just gets, grungy. Is that the right word to use, grungy? So this woman I knew said, look, we've got to fix that. So she comes out with a bucket of hot water, soapy water, and her hand, she's got yellow gloves on, like it's some kind of radiation hazard. And she scrubs that foot off. And I tell you what, I didn't realize how dirty it was until I saw the water. Okay. All right. I'm still kind of like laying flat on my back at that point. Anyway, okay. Let's move on. The Bob's on the other side there going, hold on. What is it?
I'm trying to figure out exactly because there's a lot of background noise. Hello, now you are on the air, KCNR.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this Indian? This Dave? I thought it was Dave. Hello? Pull the string tighter.
Hello?
It was...
Oh, crap.
Okay. Okay, you can't hear. All right, we'll just turn that one right off. Man, I'm glad we cleared that one up. Hey, okay.
I think it was Dave, but you've heard Dave's phone. Dave has, like, the worst cell phone on the planet. He always sounds like he's calling from somewhere outside of Zimbabwe.
What are you doing?
Turn the fan off.
I know what you're doing, but why? I just turned it on.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about
it. We're on the air, Bob. We're on the air. Get out of here. Jesus. Hey, what did you have, a candy overload? What is this? Bob, what's going on here?
I don't know.
What did he do that for? We're on the air.
The fan was being extremely noisy, and he was trying to be helpful. Because the fan was making a fair amount of racket.
I didn't hear it.
That's because you tuned it out and you're half deaf.
Yeah,
from
true.
Mortars. Was it mortars or 105s that made
hot in here.
Yeah.
Well, it's a 106 recoilless the first time. That thing fired. I didn't hear anything for like 2 days after that one. And then there's been others that, just, whoa! Okay, let's get back to work here.
So, speaking of hearing, beautiful things. Like a 106 being a beautiful thing.
Oh, 106 recoilless rifle. Let me tell you about a 106 recoilless rifle. That when they go off, they don't even have them anymore. You know why they don't have them anymore? They're probably just because they're just dangerous. I'm not sure. But they used to put – when they go off, it is just – I mean, if you're anywhere near the back blast, and we try to move forward, try to move out, and, you put your fingers in your ears and like this, and it was like – somebody taking a hammer and hit me in the head.
Okay.
And my other guys are just rolling around on the ground because they were like, whoa.
So a recoilless rifle, it's kind of like a bazooka on a Jeep, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's like a – it is. It's kind of like – except it's like a bazooka on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
This thing fires really fires a rocket out there.
Yeah,
takes – the thing is like, 2.5-3 feet long. And you load it in there and you crank this thing shut and you
That's
fire
That's the round, but the,
if,
the, when
you,
the weapon
when you
itself
aim,
is about 10 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big
beast. Oh, yeah. And then you spot rounds on it is you have a .50 caliber mounted right on the barrel, and you fire the .50 caliber, and if the .50 caliber, it's a tracer, hits on where approximately where you want to hit, boom, you pull the recoil, you pull the trigger on the recoilless rifle. Well, let me tell you what. I mean, sometimes it was just, we're firing these things in and just destroying everything out there. But it was also destroying all of our hearing.
And everything from 50 feet behind you.
Oh, gosh. to this day, I remember that first time that happened. Hey, look, eBay Shopper's on. Hey, thank you, eBay Shopper. You're on the air. Okay, let's go. Now, experiments with self-shopping. Self-shopping. They've done these experiments. Now, here's what you do is you come into the store. And they've experimented with this. And you come into the store, you give them your credit card number, right? Then you go and you walk through the store, and every item you pick, you just scan it with your phone. What about that, huh? You scan it with your phone, it automatically is charged to your card. And so then you go through the whole store, shopping. There's no lines. Because at the end, you just bag it up yourself and you walk out.
Yeah.
You don't go through a check line. You don't go through a checkout line because you're doing it automatically as you're going through the store.
Yep.
Now they're saying, oh my gosh, look at all the people that lose jobs. And I said, well, yeah, but you still got to have people there, making sure people scan in things. You still got to have people there if they have a glitch. You still have to have people there to keep people from stealing.
Yeah,
because you could just put something in there without scanning it. So, you still got to kind of have people, there. Yeah. But it's kind of like the it's kind of like the kiosk you're going to see at these fast food restaurants.
Now at UC SF Medical Center, I did not see one, but they have what they call tug robots, and it's a it looks sort of like an unholy marriage between a trash compactor and a forklift. But what these things do is they have pre-programmed routes, usually in the back hallways, and they move. The logic being that if you're just moving a thing from point A to point B, why not automate the process so that the people can be better put to use doing more productive things rather than just hauling items from place to place? So they've got a dozen or so of these robotic product movers. And they are programmed that if anybody gets in their way, they stop. They will not occupy an elevator if there is a living person in the elevator. It's actually very neat, but they tootle along like R2-D2.
Have you seen the latest where they've got this humanoid robot that they're using them for that in the back, you know, because they can lift incredible amounts of weight, and they lift them up, and they're stocking the shelves in the back. And if it starts walking to somebody, just like you said, it stops. But if you push it over, which you can, you can push it over. It writes itself back up, picks up its whatever it was carrying, and continues on. It can actually walk through rough terrain.
Suddenly the Terminator theme just started playing in the back of my mind.
You know, it is. And you're looking at this thing and you're thinking to yourself, oh, my God. Okay. I thought that was really, really interesting because they're already experimenting with it. And when is that going to be introduced into stores near you that just says is that you come in, you give them your debit card or your whatever it is, and each time, you know, it just goes ding, 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 ding as you're picking up stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you're still going to have people at the deli and all that, but then you scan it.
More than that, though, I want to plant this in your mind. Obviously, when you do things in this manner, and, you know, right now, I mean, if you use your frequent shopper discount card and all that, a database is being developed on your shopping habits, because that is an intrinsic value. Just as on all your emails, the data is being skimmed off in order to sell you stuff. So things that you buy more frequently, they may push coupons your way. Well, what happens to that data? How long before the government decides it is in their interest to know exactly what you are buying? Are you buying enough vegetables?
Well, it's not even that.
Are you buying too much ice cream?
What everybody's buying, even if it's not an individual and it's quantified, and it's better saying, oh, well, look, in this area they're doing this, in this area they're doing that. I mean, they probably already doing that, you know, in the major stores. But, you know, when you go into these, like into the pharmacies, and you give your number there, your loyalty card number, what they're doing is they're also seeing what you're buying every time.
Yeah.
And they're keeping track of it.
There are people who are convinced that these cards, these chip cards, are the beginning of the ultimate Big Brother follow everybody's movements, and that the stores are more or less in league with the government. I'm not quite buying into that one, but the potential is there. We have lots of stories about the government already pestering internet service providers for call records and things like that, because this is an outside of the judicial system investigation that doesn't require any judge or any official anywhere in the loop. It's just an investigator who is who's trying to follow up something, and there's no warrants, no nothing. And this is something that the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the Civil Liberties folks are a little bit spooked over.
No.
Because it can be very intrusive.
I believe that. You know, pretty soon, if the only way you're going to, I mean, you're going to play, the only way you can avoid that is pay cash.
Yeah. Well, even that is getting harder and harder. Now,
it's harder because, you know, they're having to try and figure out how to give you change.
We're already seeing the beginnings of profiling, in that how many years ago was it? Was it Napolitano or Reno who said, you know, we think that these returning veterans are more of a risk? Well, let's say you subscribe to the American Rifleman, you listen to a certain kind of music, you have a certain kind of show on the radio station that you listen to all the time. How long before all that starts going into a profile?
I thought about that because say you know so does it follow like you've got hunting magazines or tech magazines, you know? So if you do have, if you belong to the NRA, it's not a secret. They don't put it in a dark, you know, they don't put it in a brown, you know, paper envelope, you know, when they ship it to you. So you know, and so I'm just wondering about, you know.
Not to make anybody paranoid.
Well, no, but I'm sure that they're, I mean, is there, but they're already listening to your phone calls and reading your emails. Would they be also checking about what kind of magazines and subscriptions everybody gets?
Do you have
I mean, how hard is it to do that?
Do you have a dossier that would make the Gestapo proud?
I don't think so. But then again, maybe I do.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. It's 7:30 here on the 26th of December. It's the Monday after Christmas. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, who has his Veterans Challenge during this time of the year. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite gets, a local satellite dish customer or provider, he's going to give one free year of service to an active duty military family from our area. And there are active duty military families in our area. A whole year for every 10 services. He gets 100 services, he helps 10 people. He gets 20, he helps two families. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you're going to get $100 off your bill. That's right, $100 off your bill. Now, Doug Tooley is the owner of the B&T Satellite Service and is a veteran himself, and he knows how this can help. So head on down to 1007 Dana Drive, give him a call at 341-DISH. And find out how you can provide, how you can participate in this. We'll be right back after these messages, Carl Bob and Bad Bob.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. 26 December is 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 25 degrees out there. It's going up to 51 today and then back down to 31. But it's going to be a dry day. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Linda's still at home with her her parents. Her have visited us for Christmas and we'll be leaving today at some point. So I'm here with Bad Bob Belongi. And Bad Bob and I are discussing a lot of things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. And guess what, guys and girls? Come January 1st, going to be a lot of new rules out there. If I was you, I'd probably go out and, I don't know, maybe just a little bit late to buy. You're not going to get one before the beginning of the year. But if you already have guns, you can then go into the Northern Firearms Instruction at Ted Leidy and get some of the best, if not the best, CCW training in the whole state of California right there with Ted Leidy. This is what he does for a business. He does it very well. He has all of his instructors are NRA professionals. All of them are NRA pistol instructors, and a lot of them have got other things that they can teach that they're carded for. You're going to get a thorough grounding in basic pistol, and then after the basic pistol, the legal side of it. When you can carry, where you can carry, all the new laws. That in itself come the classes in January. I'm going to sit through one of the classes just to see what all the new laws are. And then, of course, on Sunday, you go out and you shoot for 4 hours. And you finish, you shoot, you do immediate action drills, how to aim, how to shoot well. And then at the end, you have a test. And you've got to pass the test before you get your certificate. Awesome. And it's you have to hit the target 24 out of 30 rounds. And by the time you think, oh, I can't do that. No, by the time we're finished that day, in those 2 days, you're shooting very well.
You know, my wife outshot me with a 2-inch revolver.
I know. It's kind of like, it's really a 1 3/4 inch. By the way, it's not 2 inches. It's 1 3/4. I know you wanted to push it out to that 2-inch, maybe give yourself a chance. But no, it was 1 3/4 inch, and she shoots very well. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction, check it out at readyccw.com or give them a call at 999-1822. All right, Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
You're awake.
And happy post-Christmas.
Wow.
This is springtime in Montana.
Well, I tell you what, I was just wondering if there's anybody awake out there this morning. Most people are off today, but, you know, we decided to come in and talk about, you know, what's going on this week. And
this is radio.
What's up with you, Gary?
Well, you mentioned paying cash would avoid DID. A friend of mine a couple years ago in a high-end store in San Francisco was asked for an ID. She was paying cash.
Really?
She said no. They said no, and she walked out.
They wanted an ID?
For cash. I kid you not.
Wow.
This was a high-end store, and the reasoning for it, supposedly, and we can all see through that, is marketing, tracking, to see what you discussed earlier about your buying habits, etc. So I guess different stuff.
I could see where they might want to, you know, ask a question like, but I mean, you know, I'm not going to give you my name. Well, do you shop? Is this the kind of shopping you do all the time? Yes. You know, but you know what? It seems to me that there's got to be at some point there's some privacy. But I'm starting to wonder if there's even privacy anymore because you're going through like the, cameras, you know, like the ATM cameras. They're always on. They're always watching.
I agree.
If you're in places like London and some of these bigger cities, there isn't hardly a spot you can go in London that you're not on a camera someplace.
Oh, and speaking of cameras, last week, as far as for a Christmas gift, I have a favorite checker at one of the local grocery stores. And so I was going to give her a tip. And she went, oh, no, no, can't. She's sitting on cameras. And I looked up, and I couldn't believe it. I said, are we in Reno or Las Vegas?
Oh, they were everywhere. Everywhere.
Yes.
I think it's for two reasons. It's one, to make sure there's no pilfering and all that stuff. But it's also to ensure is that it protects the store if somebody comes in and says, oh, look, you know, and does something anyway. And says, oh, look, I tripped on the floor, and I'm going to sue you for $1 million. Anyway, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, same to you. Take care, gentlemen.
All right. Have a nice New Year. Hey.
Wait, did he actually say gentlemen?
He did.
Wow.
Well, you didn't delete it, did you? You didn't delete the gentleman part.
I didn't. I was just shocked.
Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about presents you got.
Presents, yes.
That you got that you're not quite sure how they work. Linda got me this beautiful speaker.
Mm-hmm.
It's small, the kind you can carry around. And it's a Bluetooth speaker.
Yes.
You can put different skins on it. It runs, you can recharge it, you know, it's got its own little recharging station and all this. But it's a Bluetooth, and it says it'll play your music. And I said, well, what music is that? And she says, the music you have in your iPod or your iPhone. And I have no music on my iPhone or my iPad. I mean, I just haven't. And I realize that's probably antiquated. But now, how does this whole thing work? I mean, how do I get music?
All right. Well, first of all, to connect the speaker to your phone, you can look this up very quickly. Generally, you push a button on the speaker
so it's
listening.
Yeah,
okay. Just like hooking up a headset. It just becomes an
audio selfie source. Stick.
Right.
My selfie stick on your phone will link to... I gave Linda a selfie stick. It's the last time I've seen it.
Yeah.
That was a year ago. That was a year ago for Christmas, and I have yet to see it again.
Yeah. Now, Linda has a Mac computer. She has a MacBook. You can actually – she has iTunes on the MacBook, and you can actually link your iPad to the MacBook and use her iTunes account to download music, which also means you can add.
Yeah. I have an iPad. I have an iTunes account.
Yeah, okay. So you can get stuff from iTunes. You can get subscribe to Spotify.
But don't they charge like for every
iTunes
song?
iTunes does charge for a download. Now, if you want to pay a la carte, you can. Now, do you have Amazon Prime? Do you get the free shipping?
No, I don't have that.
That's probably the best.
I don't shop a lot online, buddy.
Well, it's not just the shopping online. We order a dozen or so items a year, but it does pay off. The other benefits of Amazon Prime, of course, is the Prime Video. And Prime Music. Prime Music has, and this is part of a Prime membership, over 2 million songs ad-free on demand that you can download to your device and have on hand. If you want to take that to even a bigger catalog, which is in the tens of millions, you can do Amazon Music Unlimited.
How much
does that
cost?
$8 a month.
$8 a month.
And it is, I'm a big, big fan of Leonard Cohen. Yeah. And all his whole catalog is on there. It's probably one of the better online services.
Okay, if I just want the basic Amazon Prime that gives me access to 2 million songs and the videos.
That comes with the Amazon Prime membership.
Oh, that does, along with the video membership?
Yeah.
Okay, and how much is that?
$99 a year.
$99 a year. So they take $9 every month.
Yeah, usually it's a one lump thing.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I love my Prime membership. We don't order all that. I mean, I know stuff order things every day.
But do you use your video?
Absolutely.
Now you've got a smart TV.
I do, but I use an Amazon Fire Stick because it actually works better than my smart TV because my smart TV is like first generation.
A Fire Stick, isn't that what you do when you want to see something? Like you light it up and you can walk in the dark with a Fire Stick?
Well, the Fire Stick is actually...
Or back in the 1600s, Native Americans called rifles Fire Sticks.
Fire Stick, the Roku box, the Google Chromecast, these are all devices that plug into your television and give you streaming video. By the way, Christmas...
Mine doesn't anymore. Roku, I don't need a Roku because my... smart TV takes or it takes Netflix, but it will take Amazon Prime too.
Yeah, so it just whatever works easiest for you. We just because our smart TV is a couple of years old, it's slower and it doesn't have a whole lot of storage capacity. If you don't have a super fast connection, storage capacity of the TV or the device you're using to stream video becomes a factor because it has to buffer. And Christmas Eve, in fact, we couldn't watch another episode of Westworld because everybody on the planet was apparently trying to get on Amazon Prime, and the whole system went down on Christmas Eve. There was a big outage because of overload, too much demand.
Okay, so now you've told me how to do it.
Your speaker, and you'll love this thing.
I've got an iPad. Yeah. Linda gave me her iPad, her new iPad, the new one I got her, because she doesn't use it as much, and she's just going to use mine that we don't use. But except mine now is locked. My Safari is locked. It's totally locked. And I've tried to do all the reset the settings and all that. Doesn't do anything. So now I'm going to go back to factory settings.
Oh, and then wait for it to reload the new operating system. Yeah
I'm going to do that, because I have no choice. And in that way, at least she'll have one, and I'll have one.
Yeah. By the way, if you're heading the after Christmas sales, take a look at the we have a Bose Bluetooth speaker, the Mini 2. The amount of sound that comes out of this thing that's roughly the size of a blackboard eraser is incredible.
Well, this one's supposed to be pretty good. And I know it. And so now it's going to make me go into at least the 20th century where I'm going to I will start downloading music, and then I will have that to be able to play. I can do it out of my phone, right?
Well,
how many songs can I download in your phone?
Depending on
the
memory.
I've got the iPhone 6.
The iPhone 6, probably. You've got the 32 gig option. That's like a couple of days worth of music that you can pack into that thing, because music files are pretty well compressed. So, you probably
100?
Yeah, probably 100 hours or so.
100 hours?
Yeah. Yeah. You audio doesn't
There isn't 100 songs I want to listen to.
Well, there you go.
Okay, buddy. All right. Let's take a break. You know what? Hey, look, now Christmas is over, right? Is Christmas over? Christmas is over yesterday.
The season lingers.
The Thanksgiving was over. So all that food, all those calories you packed onto yourself have got to go someplace, right? Well, I want you to take all those excess calories and you head down to Wellgate Sports Club. That's right. You head on down to Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. And you go into the place. It is absolutely fabulously clean. It's got every type of equipment you can imagine. All the machines there, the reclining bike, the climber, the stair climber, the ellipticals, the free weights, spinning classes, yoga classes, a saltwater swimming pool in there where you can take classes in that. Professionals that know everything that could possibly be known about keeping yourself healthy, losing weight, diet, all those things, and the Boheme Spa. It doesn't get any better than this than Wellgate Sports Club. It just doesn't. Give them a call at 768-1205 or stop by there and just say, hey, look, I heard Carl talk about bringing down my excess calories down here. And as Ted Leidy says, I've reached my density limit. Leidy is so funny. He says, no, I'm not big. I've just reached my density limit. So you need to go down there. I mean, I'm telling you what, this week is a great week to start before New Year's Eve, because avoid the rush, because you know what's going to happen the day after New Year's. Here's all of these people. They're going to say,
they're going to look in the mirror and go,
oh my God. Oh my God, and summer's coming, and I've only got 6 months to get ready for my Speedo swim trunks.
Oh.
That's a scary thought right there.
Okay, I just looked at you and an image flashed in my mind that I cannot unsee.
Hey, look, buddy, I used to wear Speedos and got away with it.
Operative word is used.
I used to wear my UDT shorts and got away with that too. The ones that are like 6 inches long. Anyway, Wellgate Sports Club, head on down there. Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Wait a minute.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun, you treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind, you made me so very happy.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Butt. Linda is currently getting her parents out of town. I shouldn't put it that way. You know, having breakfast and they do all that stuff and her parents...
Mom, Dad, leave!
They live in Sacramento. Well, you know what? After 3 days, her parents are ready to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They are active. Well, you know what they're like. Yeah, you know, they travel all the world and all this and they come up and...
They are quite the globetrotters.
It was really a great 3 days. But, you know, they like going home and doing their own thing. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys, it's not too late. If after Christmas she has that look on her face, you know, like that quizzical dog look when they turn their head sideways and they go, oh, no, honey, this is fine. No, I really wanted the set of wrenches for, you know, I really wanted the set of multi-tool wrenches. And, oh, yes, this reloader. I really wanted to start reloading ammunition with you, honey.
Or she had a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. You know, hey, thanks for giving me a coupon for cleaning out the furnace. No, I like it. Oh, and this comb from 7-Eleven. Here's your chance, guys. Four Winds Jewelry. The sale is still going on. Head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Make up for Christmas with a New Year's present. There you go, with a New Year's present. And you can give it to her and she'll be happy and start the whole year off just beautifully at the only full-service jewelry shop in town. They've got it all there. Really, really, really super stuff. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. Okay. You know what? All right. I got to talk about Obama just for a second. President Obama.
Yes.
He's talking about, if I ran again, I could have won.
What?
You know, he said that. But here's the other thing he did was, well, you know, this is what I did as president. And he talks about all the great things, quote, great things he did.
you need to take a look, I think, at this. It's kind of like Bush. When Bush's last, you know, last tenure there, the Democrats rolled in with what? They had the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the presidency. Obama pushed through Obamacare, which is going to go away as we know it. It'll be changed, at least. It'll be changed a lot. But he talks about all these, oh, I did this, I did this, I did this. But what he's done is he's left the nation with debt three times as worse as it's ever been. He's left us the Middle East and a terrorist organizations all over the world that wasn't there before. He's left us an angry Israel. We're going to talk about that, where they just took Israel and hung them out to dry last week. He's left us with a Democrat. If the Democrats ought to be the ones that are really enraged, because he's left them a party that's in tatters. That's in tatters. They've lost. The Republicans have more people in elected office now than any time since before the Depression. More state houses are all Republican, including the governor. More elected officials are Republicans. You've got a Republican president, and albeit a guy that may not have been able to win against other people, but Clinton was so bad that and her planning and her campaign was just wrong, and she lost. But she lost big time. And you can talk about the popular vote doesn't count. Wake up, grow up. It's an electoral college, but he's left the Democratic Party in tatters. Now, what is there to be so proud of there?
Yeah. I had to laugh. There was a Facebook picture. It's a Labrador retriever sitting in front of a couch that is just thrashed. The stuffing's everywhere. The covering is all torn to pieces. And the dog's going, but really, it was the Russian wolfhound from down the street.
Oh. Well, you've got this other thing. He says, oh, I've got a 4.9 unemployment rate and 74 months of consecutive job growth. Well, you've also got more people out of work than there's ever been before. They aren't even looking for jobs. They're in it. But then you have the number 1,030. What's that? You know what that number is?
That the NASDAQ?
That's the number of spots in state legislatures, governor's mansions, and Congress lost by Democrats during Obama's presidency.
Man.
It's a statistic that reveals an unexpected twist of the Obama years. The leadership of a one-time community organizer and champion of ground-up politics was rough on the grassroots of his own party. I got this off the front page at Record Searchlight, which, of course, is a minion of the USA Today. But the point on this is that when you look at it, it's absolutely right. There's more Republicans in office now than there ever will be. And now you've got Trump, who's going to put one and probably two, maybe even three Supreme Court justices in there. Yeah, I like that. And especially in 8 years, you know he's going to get at least three, maybe four.
Yeah.
And he's also – but here's the other thing. There's 100 judgeships right now that are just sitting out there. And he's got the Senate and he's got the House. He's going to nominate conservatives or constitutionalists, I hope, as all these spots, these constitutionalists, to fill in every one of these spots. Just like Obama did progressives when he was in there.
Yeah.
And there will be more and more coming every time. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, I'm not going to work with Trump. I'm just going to retire.
Okay. Throw him in that dryer patch.
She, you know what? She's not going to go to Canada either. Neither is Rosie O'Donnell and Lena Barn, all these other people. They're not going to. Why would they go there?
They must stay and fight.
Well, first of all, Canada has some pretty strict immigration policies, and maybe they couldn't even get in. We'll find out. Anyway, is there any place to buy frozen paella? I don't think so. Where can you get frozen paella? I've totally changed the subject here. This is from the eBay guys on our chat room.
I'm not – describe for me what paella is. Paella. We hear about it all the time.
Well, paella is a dish that was it's from Spain.
Well, that I
– And it's from Spain. But what it is, it used to be like a continuous lunch type of soup or stew. And you could put anything in there. They used to put rabbits and, you know, pork and, you know, peas and all these things.
I make it with a different amounts of sausage and chicken and calamari and all those kind of things. So it's that, and it's and people make it different ways to have that. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break here. Then we're going to come back and talk about Ivanka Trump and what happened to her on the JetBlue or on the airplane that she was on. And I tell you what, it had repercussions beyond what the people thought. But when Ivanka Trump, what happened to her and her family, if you have not heard about this, this was just one of those things that just, again, goes back to the Democrats and the left wing of the party and just how classless they really are.
Henry assures me he can say what he wants to say in 15 seconds.
Let's go.
Obama the right.
What?
Kudos for that. He made Jimmy Carter look like a genius.
Okay.
That
we'll go there.
Okay.
Thank
Bye.
You, Henry. Bye. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Okay. We'll be right back.
Oh. And news from Town Hall brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Fragments of a Russian plane have been pulled from the Black Sea one day after the military plane crashed on its way to Syria. All 92 people are believed to be dead, including dozens of members of Russia's world-famous military choir. Correspondent Natalia Vasilyeva in Russia's capital, Moscow, tells us authorities don't think terrorism was a likely cause.
Some of them have remarked that they believe that security measures at the military field from which the plane took off before it stopped for refueling in Sochi are good enough, and they're not thinking that somebody could have taken a bomb on board.
Russian officials say investigators are focusing on technical issues or pilot error, not terrorism, for now. Meanwhile, dozens of members of Russia's world-famous military choir were on board as well. The nation is in mourning over not only their deaths, but everybody else as well. A true national tragedy today. This could be a good day to stay indoors and observe the Christmas holiday in parts of the Great Plains. Some travel bans remain in effect in the Dakotas. That's where freezing rain, snow, and howling winds are all conspiring together to shut down the highways. And it may be that way for a little while. National Weather Service forecaster Richard Bond says residents of the Dakotas have an extended white Christmas on their hands.
Roughly around a foot of snow that's fallen from, maybe the central part of North Dakota to the near the Minnesota.
Japan and the U.S. have agreed in principle on the details of the scope of American military base workers given immunity from Japanese prosecution under a new agreement.
The governments have been negotiating several points concerning U.S. civilian contractors at American bases subject to protection under the PAC, known as the Status of Forces Agreement, since July. About 50,000 U.S. troops are stationed in Japan under a bilateral security agreement.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, stock markets in Japan and China declined today in light trading after Christmas, with most other Asian markets closed. More from townhall.com.
Devil possession and a how to set free. God said, man said.com. The historicity of Jesus Christ. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. Is there life in outer space? God's perfect diet. God said, man said.com. 21 signs of doomsday. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888.
Officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say suspected militia fighters have killed at least 22 people in the town of Beni in North Kivu province.
Local officials blame a Ugandan Islamist group, the Allied Democratic Forces, for the attack. They say they used their trademark weapons, knives, machetes and axes. The ADF has operated in eastern Congo for many years. It's easy to hide in the forest and to blend in with the multitude of other rebel groups in the region. the area around Beni is particularly prone to violence, with hundreds killed by different militias in the last 2 years. Government troops are also accused of involvement.
That's the BBC's Mary Harper reporting. Oil markets were closed for the holiday. On Friday, benchmark U.S. crude gained 7 pennies a barrel, up to $53.02 in international trading. More on these stories from townhall.com. Iran's official news agency reports the country will pay only half of what it agreed to for 80 new Boeing airplanes. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the details.
Iran's deputy transport minister is quoted as saying the nation will not pay full price due to reductions in its purchasing options. The original deal was $16.8 billion with Boeing, which is an American company. Earlier this month, Iran said it had finalized the deal. It was described as the largest single contract with a U.S. company since the 1979 Iranian Revolution and takeover of the U.S. embassy.
And Boeing has not yet commented on the news. Yesterday, it was heavy cold that kept Queen Elizabeth II from attending the traditional Christmas morning church service near her Sandringham estate in rural Norfolk, England. It is extremely rare for Elizabeth to miss that service, a cornerstone of the royal family's Christmas celebrations each year. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 14th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $230 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now online at windriver.com or at the River Club and stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat and grab your big stack and play in the $20,000 expected Stone Cold Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, January 14th. Prize pools based on 100 participants. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better. Poker is better at the River. The River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on December the 26th, the day after Christmas, right here at Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is at home with her parents came to visit us, and I think they're going to be leaving sometime this morning. And so Linda's having breakfast with them, and then I'm going to try and head back and catch them before they leave. But I'm here, of course, with Bad Bob Blongy.
And good
and
morning.
And he's got the weather.
I certainly do. People have asked me, you know, well, where do you get your weather stuff from? I don't necessarily do the National Weather Service. I have a couple of services. If you have an iPad, get Dark Sky, which is a really nice little graphical app. It tells me right now we've got 27 degrees in Reading, and today's high will be, it's not going to get too warm by the middle of the day, right around 50 degrees as we head further into the week. Overnight lows, this will be the coldest day this week. We got a hard freeze warning till 9 a.m. As we head into the week, overnight lows will be going upward, and daytime highs will go up into the mid-60s. Friday, and then again on Sunday, chances of rain. The really interesting news, of course, in our weather is keeping an eye on Shasta Lake. 1,022 feet above sea level. That puts it 45 feet from the top. That's up 20 feet in a little over a month.
Cool. This could be
now,
a great,
I expect them
great
to start
summer.
Letting out a little bit more as the river allows, because they don't want to flood the folks downstream, but they want to keep about 40 feet of buffer in that lake, because if we have a huge deluge, that's the whole idea of the lake is flood control.
So, yeah. Okay, hey, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane, a veteran-owned business right here in the town of Anderson, and their customers are warm friends because they're out there making sure you've got plenty of propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week.
They weren't open on Christmas, I'm sure. Open 7 days a week at Espresso Joe's with great coffees, great different types of celebratory coffees. That's easy for me to say. And then, of course, next door is the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. And their walk-in humidor, a perfect place to find that right cigar for your friends and neighbors. All is at Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Their phone number is 223-2049. You may want to go in there before they and just kind of maybe stock up because there's going to be new cigarette taxes coming into town. So you may want to go in there now and stock up on your tobacco. Hey, Bob.
Yes?
Now, let's have, you know what, there's a little sadness in my life right now.
Uh-oh.
Derek Carr, quarterback for the Oakland Raiders, who has just been a barn burner this year, the Oakland Raiders, breaks his leg yesterday in the game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. And I tell you what, when he went down, at first he was kind of like, okay, is this, how bad is this? How bad is this? And then it's kind of like, you know, he's waving somebody in to come over. And then it's just like, he just, rolls over because then I think the pain hit him.
Yeah.
And so they helped him off the field and broken leg.
Ouch.
Yep.
I
And it wasn't like it wasn't a nasty hit. It wasn't a cheap shot. The guy tackled him and they both rolled.
Yeah.
And it was like anyway. So what's this do? They won the game yesterday, but what's this going to do for the on the playoffs? They're in the playoffs.
Yeah. So at least those who are hanging on, 49er fans, got at least a little bit of a present for Christmas. They actually won a game.
Oh, I was going to say Colin Kaepernick broke his leg.
No, well, that would be nice. But no, they actually won their game on Saturday. So
against L.A.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's how hard is it to win against the Rams?
That's like beating up your little sister. You know, in fact, how would you like to be the team that lost to Cleveland?
The Frowns?
The Cleveland.
Somebody lost against the Cleveland Frowns?
Cleveland Browns won. The Cleveland Browns won. I can't remember who they played. But how would you. Oh, it was.
Neither can they.
Who was it? It was like, how would you like to go into Cleveland and lose to Cleveland? Cleveland Browns. I mean, they haven't won a game all year. Anyway.
Were they the ones that know it was the Saints they had the
Colts,
bags on
They were heads. Playing the Colts yesterday. Oakland was. And so they're eliminated from the playoffs. But now he broke his right leg. It wasn't even an ankle. Oh, man. Anyway. And I tell you, the team was devastated because they really linked a lot of this young man. He was twisted to the ground on a sack by Trent Cole and stayed there for several minutes in pain. With the crowd chanting, MVP, MVP, he limped off the field without putting any pressure on his right leg. He's kind of like, you know, this. But he is just... I don't know what's going to happen after that.
Hey, guess who's in the chat room? Jimmy.
Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Long time no see, dude.
That's right, Jimmy. Hey. Okay, let's talk about Ivanka Trump. This is what happened. She's on a flight with her husband and her three kids. They're on this flight, and this guy comes up, and he starts railing against her dad. I mean, just really being nasty. So much so is that the – and he wouldn't stop. So much so that the crew said you're out of here, buddy.
Captain has
and
the
so,
discretion.
And so his wife, another man, and their child. It was a gay couple, and got nothing to do with that except you know when they escorted him off, they escorted off his wife or his husband. I'm not sure which it is, and the child. And here's the after effect. First of all, it shows. You know, here it is, it's this gay couple in front of their child and her children acting like this. They were asked to leave, took them off the plane, and they said, we're not going to have you on the plane because you're causing a disruption. And other people saw that, and they said, why would you do that? You know, she's not the president. You know, the fact is that, you know, the things you were saying were bad. And but here's your left. They tried to change the election. They said the election wasn't, you know, they tried to get the Electoral College to not elect Trump. They sent out death threats. They sent out horrible messages. They wanted them to change their votes. Well, one person changed their vote, and he changed it to Kasich, where on Clinton's side, five people changed their Electoral College, changed their votes. One to a Native American, three to
Bernie?
No, to former... you know, the general, Clayton Powell. And so,
Colin Powell.
So here it is. So they did that. Meanwhile, the guy, the husband or the wife, I'm not sure which, has written a book about, I don't know, travel or something. Well, immediately, because they gave their names out and they had their photos and all this, he was immediately Yelped, and they had all these reviews, one-star reviews by thousands of people. Thousands of people that just flooded it with saying things like, well, this doesn't have the, you know, this book doesn't have the wings to be able to get it to another place. You know, just all alluding. It just makes me blue to have to read this book. You know, I mean, all these things alluding to this thing. I mean, really great. So
snarkism
at its highest. Okay, but the guy deserves it. Deserve it. All right. So then you've got the Hollywood stars. They're saying that we're going to have our own big night, our own gala, and put it on TV and take away from Trump, his inauguration, because we're not going to be there. We're not going to be there because, you know what, we're much higher and better than that. So we're going to have our own thing. And so here I'm thinking, this is so clearly why
they lost.
They lost. It's because of idiots like this, Beyonce and all these people, because instead of saying, you know what? We're going to show is what this is the kind of country we have. I may not agree with your politics, Mr. Trump, your new president, but I am still going to entertain and show that, you know, that people that can disagree can also be out there, you know, kind of, you know, in front of the public, pushing together. I'm not going to make statements. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm here, you know, he's horrible. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to go out there and entertain for the people, because that's what the election is. It's about the people. It's not about your damaged egos, you self-licking ice cream cones.
Petulant children.
They've missed their chance because they have no concept. These are people that are indifferent. They have a different idea of America. And, you know, so, oh, because this is how we're going to get even. You're not going to get even. And, in fact, there'll be times that you're going to need the help of the government. And maybe you just won't get that help because you won't be in the top of the line like you were with Obama. Maybe you'll be behind the other citizens.
I find it interesting that Ivanka Trump was in coach.
She was flying coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy said, you should be flying on your own private plane. Well, guess what?
She'd be getting a load of crap for doing that. That's a no-win.
The whole thing was a couple of jerks, you know, doing this. But, you know, doing it in front of the kids. And the left, you know, but petulant children is exactly the right term. Let's take a break. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Dandelion. Guys, you know, I already told you about the jewelry store, right? Here's the other thing. If it didn't quite hit the bell, if you didn't quite ring the bell for Christmas, go to Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street. Let them give you the extra help you're going to need to ring that bell. Ring her chimes. And they can do it with any type. Oh, they've got so many great gifts over there. So many great gifts at Dandelion Boutique. Brighton Bags, they've got it all. Go over there and let them help you be a success at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you said, I just need some ideas, give them a call, 247-1292. We'll be right back after these messages. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, 18 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock here on the 26th of December. It's 27 degrees out there.
I keep on.
Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower. power. Has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry. 25 years, bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call. 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly, the little girl burst out. "You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh." Santa looked at her and said, "Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there." She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. "I knew you were real," she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Norton Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And the computer didn't fire, so you're back on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is, of course, at home with her parents, making sure they get off okay. Or maybe they're still there. I'm going to run home right after this. Yeah. Maybe we'll all have breakfast together. 25 degrees going up to 51 today. Oh, wait a minute. It's 27 degrees going up to 51 today.
Depending on where you're at, it could be as high as 30 degrees. Oh, boy, get out the Speedos.
Okay, let's not get into those Speedo things again. All right, you've already insulted me once today. Okay, it could be that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Now, this is where Crackmaster comes in. This is why they are worth writing down their phone number and talking to them about what they can do. Because if you have a little crack in your, or a little chip in your windshield, like a lot of us do, and then you got that frost on there today, and that water gets in there and it expands,
yeah,
it'll crack your windshield. Or, you know, you hit your defroster, and you say your defroster comes on real fast, and it gets up heat in your windshield. Hasn't quite caught up with all this. It could crack that windshield.
Yep.
So, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He will replace it. He will repair it, and then guarantee his work, whether it's now or 5 years from now. Anything from chips less than the size of a quarter or a dime up to cracks over 2 feet in length. Give him a call at 241-8373, Jeff Wurst, and he's a veteran, or stop by 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay.
So a programming note. Okay. 1 week from today, my wife and I will be in Las Vegas, but we'll be there for business rather than pleasure, as Boomer Tech Radio once again attends the, along with 160-some-odd thousand of our not-so-closest friends, will descend upon Sin City for the annual, they no longer have the Adult Film Awards in the same week as CES because all the Chinese people from the Chinese manufacturers kept disappearing for the whole 3 days. CES, of course, is the big tech show. Interestingly,
CES
Consumer Electronics Show, International CES. What's interesting is that Apple and Microsoft do not attend because they're so big they have their own shows. This is still the big show. And you see lots of things that, this is going to be a big hit. Or you see technology like 3D television that is going to fall flat on its face. But TVs are still the big kahunas at any of these shows. And
3D television is
was a total fail.
Is it over now?
There's still some hangers on, but the problem with 3D television is that
There's no films in
3D. Well, nobody was producing in 3D. And at home, you had all these different systems, none of which would work with each other. And you had $100 glasses that as soon as the dog ate them, you know, you were out the $100 and you couldn't watch your TV anymore. So, and we called that
these, one. What about these goggles you see?
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
By the way, if anybody went out and bought the $20 virtual reality headset, I mean, it's going to end up in the landfill. You know, there's just two ways about it. VR is a breaking technology. Interestingly enough, one of the exhibitors at CES is going to be Relief Band, the seasick people. You know, it's a band that sits on your wrist and it preempts seasickness.
Yeah. Right.
They're selling them to the people who are into VR because it's so bad right now. It makes you motion sick.
Oh no! If you know what? If you look at somebody, sometimes somebody will do a video. And you're holding it in your hand, and the thing's bouncing around.
That makes me crazy.
I've been with people before that just said, you know, they absolutely get nauseous when they're looking at it.
Yeah, well, it's because your eyes are not agreeing with what your inner ear is telling you. So there's actually these seasick bands that they're giving to people to so they don't throw up in the middle of a VR session.
Okay, what's the big thing that you think is going to happen?
4K television is finally going to start.
Television.
4K.
Oh, 4K.
Twice the resolution of the 1080. Now you and I grew up with TVs with 480 lines of resolution, and we spent most of our adult lives with that. A 4K television is 10 times better, just in terms of resolution. And then you add a new technology called high dynamic range, and it makes the very deep colors. TV is becoming closer and closer to the quality of image that we would see in a motion picture theater.
Wow.
And it's getting better all the time. Of course, you've got the different ways of sending content through.
Now, Bob, you're going to be calling in a couple of times during the week.
And Boomer Tech
like
will be from Las Vegas.
From like 7:30 in the morning, so you can, or 7:20 in the morning, something you can give us a 10-minute update.
Yep. Also, cars are going to be real big, particularly self-driving cars or assisted driving cars.
Let's talk about this. I hear a lot of people talking about these self-driving cars. Now, but are you still kind of like sitting there with your fingers on the trigger?
Yeah. For the foreseeable future, I think this is what I believe based on what I have observed. And I think I'm about as good as some of these people making wild claims and getting well paid for them. I see hybrid technology as far as driving. When you get on, let's say, I-5 between Santa Ynez or Santa, wherever it is, where, you know, just past Stockton and all the way down to Button Willow, you don't have a lot to do. I see that as being a great self-driving car run because not much happens there. City streets that, you know, the car makes the same route every time, probably fine. Getting from Reading up to Mount Shasta City, probably not going to be self-driving for a long time. So cars are going to be a dual technology where if you're in a bunch of
Are they doing a GPS? Are they doing a GPS read?
It's a GPS ground augmentation, plus the car has an array of sensors that look for other cars, that look at the pavement, just like you do.
Yeah, our car will tell us if something's coming up. On our side, up behind us, if we're going too fast around a curve, it will not park itself.
Yeah.
Now, do you see this parking yourself technology as being big?
I see that as being part of the entire package. What we're going
to
see.
I would like to see it on my truck.
Yeah.
Because I can't parallel park that truck.
Augmented driving rather than self-driving.
Right.
I see as the trend that we're going to go in.
Hey, Jimmy wants to know if that was Air Supply that you played on our way out last week.
Holding on to yesterday was it wasn't Air Supply.
Okay, so there's so many things going on and out there,
Ambrosia.
It is so difficult to figure out everything that's going on. So this is a great reason that every Saturday from 12 to 2, you listen to Boomer Tech, you know, Boomer Tech. Also, Joe McKenna's show about pulling back the green curtain for how the internet can help you with your business. There are so many things going on there right now. It's impossible for most people to keep up with it. Even when you go to the show, Bob, when you go there, this is, you're talking about how many days? 3-4 days?
The show itself is 3 days. There's a couple of days of preview, Unveiled is where a lot of the new products are brought out.
Three days and 160,000. I mean, how big is this place? It's got to be 50
or 60.
Well, it's
in four venues. There's going to be the Las Vegas Convention Center itself, then the Sands, the Venetian, the Bellagio, and I think the Wynn are all involved.
Well, I tell you what, there's going to be so much stuff out there. And when you come back, I know you're going to give us little updates every day.
Oh, yeah.
But when you come back, I just want to do like an hour and talk about all the things you saw that are coming down the line this year that you actually think can work. Because you know this, the virtual reality thing is that to me is
we've been
going to be a great way to
80s,
train. This is a great way to train people too. You know, put them in situations and then have them react.
It's not going to be games. A big market for virtual reality is going to be. Well, we were commenting yesterday, Brenda and I. There's three major areas of interest that drive technology very, very hard. Sports. Sports nuts are early adopters of high-end technology. 4K televisions are being driven by sports nuts. Virtual reality is going to be driven by sports.
I can tell you what the third one is.
Yeah. Another place that drives high technology, we stopped at Rolling Hills and the screens and stuff down there, big curved LED screens. That, of course, gambling drives a big portion of technology. They stay right on the cutting edge. And then, of course, the adult industries.
The adult industries have done so much to push it out there.
Yeah. Well, VHS got its big push from adult movies.
Okay. We're going to take a break here because when we're talking about adult movies, we lose half the people that are, you know, half the people are in the chat room, which is like three right now. What is it today? What is it today? We only got, you know, not a lot of people in there, but Jimmy, I don't know
who sleeping
it was.
Off Christmas.
If it wasn't Air Supply, Jimmy wants to know who it was.
It was Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. There you go, buddy. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. And there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State, any type of heating or cooling system. Well, right now, of course, it's heating systems. And if you want them to work, you give Martin and his crew a call. If you have any problems, you need to have them checked. You need those filters cleaned, those air ducts checked. Give them a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. I tell you what, these guys care. They treat you like family. 221-2642 is the phone number, or check them out at homecomfort.org. Absolutely a super, super business. It's a veteran-owned business, too. We'll be right back. It's 8:31 in the morning here on the 26th of November. 27 degrees out there, going up to 51 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
I know you'll get to like it if you give it a chance now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Lindebach. And Bob Longy here the day after Christmas, the 26th of December. It is 25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 27 degrees out there, going up to 51 today, and with a low of 31 tonight, but no rain. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com for all those people who didn't think that we were going to be here today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Yes, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business, and it's man's last stronghold. Whoa, discounts for seniors and veterans. Right up the street from the Classy Cafe, who has chipped beef on toast. I'll be down there tomorrow.
For my birthday to get there.
Yeah, with my buddy Mark Story from Haven Humane. Every time he comes on, we head down right after the show and go down and have our chipped beef on toast.
Yum, yum.
Down at Classy Cafe. But I tell you what, the best place, like I said, to get a haircut in this town or in the state or anywhere is Cypress Square Barbershop. You're going to have just a super time there. You get a great haircut, and you don't have to worry about blow-drying or any of those kind of things. It doesn't happen. Hey, welcome back. Some other things are happening here. This George Michael's dying is a lot. You know, it hit so hard, but they're just – I guess it's just he was really big into charities and so many other things. And so a lot of people, you know, are talking about it now. And you hate to see anybody die when they're 53 years old.
Yeah.
Especially when you're older than 53.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, several things have happened here. Israel is condemned in a UN vote about their settlements on the West Bank. Now, every time this is something like this has come up, the United States has voted it down, has vetoed it. This time, the United States abstained from the vote, and they were condemned. They left Israel hanging out there, twisting in the wind on this one. The Israelis are just enraged by this because it kind of like takes sides with the Palestinians and all those people. And Netanyahu is just, he's enraged. Why would Obama do this? Why would Obama? He says, we may not agree, but we've always been allies. We have always stood up for each other, you know, in something like this. And this time, Samantha, whatever her name is, who is a UN ambassador, abstains from the vote. Now, this is the same administration that lets people be murdered by the hundreds of thousands and millions in the Middle East and never comes back and condemns anybody. You know, what about Aleppo? I understand you can condemnations there. But Obama sticks it to Israel. Now, at the same time, Obama sticks it to Governor Brown. Refuses the Obama administration refuses a $15 billion loan to the high-speed rail. You know what? So you're upset about him, about this one, but if I read that right, and I think I did, then they just said, hey, we're not going to spend $15 billion on your new rail, your new high-speed rail, which is, you know, not high-speed, but it is railroad train, but it's not high-speed. It's $15 billion, another loan for this thing.
So speaking of
doing this,
I don't know. But speaking of Israel, this is a little bit of a disturbing piece of news. The Pakistani defense secretary threatened Israel with nuclear destruction in response to a fake news story. Allegedly, he considered a story that was printed on a known fake news site to be insulting to the Pakistanis and threatened to launch nuclear weapons. Obviously, somebody had a chat with this guy because they later kind of backed down on the statement.
They've been arresting people in some of our Islamic nations that they've accused of putting out false news. So they've been arresting them right now. But just something to look forward to next year. As if things can't get any better. The rise in robotic technologies present a far greater threat than globalization does to jobs and future prosperity. Globalization, for me, seems not to be the largest harm, as this economist Angus Deaton of the Financial Times said in an interview. It's hard to think that Mark Zuckerberg is actually impoverishing anyone by getting rich with Facebook, but driverless cars are another matter entirely. So he's looking at it as all the robotics that are coming in. And you're thinking, okay, look at the robotics. Remember we were talking about robotics in the factories that make cars?
Yeah.
Took the place of so many people. I'm thinking about, again, we're talking about now self-shopping. You know, so you check out, there's no lines. But the kiosk at the fast food restaurants, and not just fast food, but you go to, I think, Robin, Red Robin or something like that. They've got places you can order right there at the table.
Yeah.
And then they bring you the food. I mean, all of this mechanics and the robots and all this, internet like this.
First of all, somebody has to fix it. So that's an incentive for any young person who wants a job assurance is to get into repair and maintenance of systems, because that's always going to be a necessary job. It's also sparking talk about in Canada at this time about people considering the notion, which is basically very antithetical to any capitalist, as a universal basic income. And how is and people say immediately, well, how is that different from pure socialism? And the idea is that this universal basic income, people buy stuff and plow it back into the economy. But it's an idea that has come back.
Well, this Angus Deaton is not just somebody that just kind of hangs out there. He's last year was awarded the Nobel Prize for his research on health, wealth, and inequality. Was responding to questions of whether Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidency was a result of disenfranchisement with globalization. But also the Obama administration has said that the rise in robotics could increase overall productivity, but will wipe out millions of jobs across a wide range of industries. So, but what you're saying here, and I wholeheartedly agree, you've got to start training the people. That blue collar job now is going to be working in the repair and the working on the websites and do all these things, which we're doing right here in a small part in Reading with CloudWise Academies.
This is nothing more than a second industrial revolution, and we are in the exact same place that the people who worked in textile mills and things like that on the looms and building items by hand went through when automation first kicked
at the beginning of the
20th century.
In the cotton, Eli Whitney with the cotton gin.
Yes.
And all this, but the new ways they have of picking cotton. And the olives, you know, used to be olive trees, right? Now it's olive bushes that machines can come by and pick the olives. Yeah. You know, so how that put people – manual labor is in deep trouble on things like that. Now, the other things there's talking about, many companies, including, as you've been talking about, Amazon, McDonald's, and Domino's, are already implementing robotic technologies at the potential cost of human jobs, especially in the use of drone technologies in an attempt to reduce cost and increase efficiency. I think they've launched their first – I think it was in England – had their first drone package delivery.
Yeah, well, and I think Canada or it was Australia had a pilot project too. This is not going to just go away. It's not.
It's not going to be something like the 3D TV.
Yeah,
it's not going to be that. It's going to be this is the future. This is where you've got to get in. Listen to Rachel Hatch. Listen to Josh Miller. Listen to Joe McKenna. These people are looking. Listen to Boomer Tech. Listen to Bob, who's been talking about this. But this is what's happening. You know what? And if you're retiring and all that, and you're retired, fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Except you should learn how to use an iPad and all those kind of things and your phone. But if you are in your 40s or late 30s, early 40s, you ought to be looking at training in something like this. And I'm not pushing you into Joe McKenna's classes because there's other classes out there. But I am telling you this, is that you can pick up a job after learning that kind of technology anywhere, if you're with the right training, if you're working websites, you're working robotics, you're working any of these things. The girl that was running for Miss California out of Reading,
yes.
Monica Frere,
yeah.
whom you've watched
Monica
grow
Fisher.
Up, Fisher,
yes.
whom you've watched grow up.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's studying robotics over at Chico State.
And they don't even call it robotics.
No, they call it something
highfalutin.
Yeah, it's got another name, but that's what it is. So here's something that, you know, if I was telling my grandkids and I talked to them, I said, okay, look, besides the fact I know you want to be a Marine, Mike, and that's, you know, good on you, buddy. And Ashlyn, I know you want to be, you want to be a doctor or a veterinarian. Yeah. That's great. That's good. You know, that's good on you. But here's the thing is if you're not sure, you get that electronics background. You've got to.
Yeah.
Because by the time they get there, they're using iPads now.
Yep.
iPads. The Marine Corps didn't even have an iPad back in during Desert Storm. We were still writing letters, and when we deployed, we were still getting the helicopters were still flying in letters to us in the late 80s, and then Desert Storm, and then it wasn't until like, gosh, I guess 2003 we started being able to have like computers and everything, so it was there.
Yeah.
But the thumb drives. No such thing as thumb drives. They were worth their weight in gold in 2002.
Yeah. If you've got a 12-year-old kid who has shown any inclination at all, get them a subscription to Make Magazine. This is a great late season, last minute Christmas gift. Oh, you know what? I forgot to give you this card. And get them a subscription to Make Magazine because the maker movement, this is where the new stuff comes from.
Are you going to give me that?
Was I going to give you a copy of Maker Magazine?
I thought you were going to give me a subscription to it.
Oh, cool.
Well, you just
I can
said
give you my old copies.
Well, give me your old copies and look at it. Okay. So, what's it do though? I interrupted you.
Gives you lots of great ideas. Make Magazine, and a lot of the Maker movement is about taking stuff that is discarded from technology and repurposing it into something new and useful. That is the core of the maker. We used to call, my dad was probably an early maker because he had a big, what we called his corporation yard full of odds and ends and bits and pieces. And he would go out there and rummage through, find some bits and pieces and make a new something, whether it be a bench or a vise or a framework, handy with a welding torch and a grinder and all that. So those hand skills and the idea to take bits and pieces of stuff and build them in new and useful ways, that is the advantage that humans are going to have over robots. Robots are very good at doing a thing, program thing over and over again very,
like
very quickly.
Like
yes.
Computers.
Yeah.
That, it will never have, most computers will never have the ability to think
the innovative
fast.
Spark.
Innovative spark on it. If they do, maybe we should be looking at something else. Okay, hey, look, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by, gosh, I don't know. Who do we have here? Who do I have here that I haven't talked about? Da, 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 da. Hey, you know what? I'm going to talk about Bastiani Arms. Even though he's not open today, he's going to be open tomorrow. It may be a little bit late.
get down there, buy your ammo, buy as much ammo as you can hold.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, the ammo doesn't really get really crazy until next year. But there's all types of other shooting accessories you probably want to start buying now because these new laws come into effect. Go down there, get your guns worked on. I've still got to have a couple ones worked on before the squirrel season starts, before squeak season starts. I've shot so much is that the extractors aren't even working.
Got any fruits, vegetables, or ammunition?
Yeah, there you go when you're coming back. Hey, it's about, 13 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here. 27 degrees, going up to 51 today. Why don't you take a quick break here, and we'll be right back, because I want to talk about a professor in Philadelphia, Drexel University, and what he wishes for white people. I'm over my head. Oh, but it sure feels nice.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. God, country, and guns. Without God, we cannot have a free and moral country. And without guns, we cannot keep it. By the inspiration of God, our founding fathers created our Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment, recognizing our God-given right to protect ourselves and our country from those who would do us harm. If we are not willing to risk all and stand up for what is right, we don't deserve to keep it. As Christians, are we willing to risk all for Jesus Christ? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl and the Bot. 10 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock, right here at Free Fire Radio with Bad Bob Longy. 27 degrees. Tell us what the weather's going to look like for the rest of the week there, Bad Bob.
Cool nights, but it's going to be warming up slightly. And temperate days, no rain expected until Friday at the earliest. Today's high will be right around 60 degrees. Overnight low back, not quite as chilly as last night. We'll have a hard freeze, but it will be around 32.
Okay.
It'll be weather- soft freeze.
Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans.
give them a call at 365-3793. Okay. What would you say if you had one of the professors at your university, Drexel University, in fact, has a professor here? And by the name of George Sicarillo Mayer. And for Christmas, he's wishing for a white genocide. And his Twitter account, all I want for Christmas is a white genocide. On his Twitter account, he also put in there.
Does he still have a job?
He describes himself as a visiting researcher at El Instituto de Investigaciones Sociales in Mexico. Also has praise for the massacre of whites. To clarify, where the whites were massacred during the Haitian Revolution, this was a good thing indeed. And he says, "I'm not an alt left. I'm an actual communist." Now. He does this. He's put in
and
all types of messages
on the
out there before.
Payroll.
He's on the Drexel University payroll, which is
paid by, or is it a private institution?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably private.
If they get a dime of
government
money,
I'm charge $34,000 a year for tuition, and they it's just kind of like when you see this, who the people are. And the things they write. I mean, why would you write things like that?
This guy gets one dime of government grant. He needs to be out of here.
I think so. But what can I say? Except the fact that, you know, let's talk about Christmas here for a little bit. You know, one last thing, though, before we get into that. People are getting, spun up because they're thinking Obama. They're thinking, are all these agencies going to start passing these last minute, pushing these things out there? You know, that putting more restrictions on it, even though they've had more restrictions than ever before have been under the Obama administration, over $1 trillion worth of regulations, especially from the EPA that's just pushed a bunch of them out here. Is it because of the fear of the legacy, leaving the legacy? Because, frankly, when Trump comes in and he's got the Republicans in the House and in the Senate, they can roll back a lot of these things. All right. We all know that. But let's just say today, after Christmas, let's have the last 8 minutes with the feelings of promise and positive here. And we can pick up tomorrow. We'll pick up tomorrow some other stuff. But, Christmas itself. I realize you were in San Francisco and it's kind of a tough time right now for the family. But is Christmas something that you believe in?
Absolutely.
Do you believe the fact that people, that there's this magic that, and I'm not talking about the gifts at all, but a magic when it comes, maybe not the magic, not the right word, but this feeling of wanting to have peace in our world?
I think any rational person wants peace, and any rational person is willing to protect the weak and maintain the peace. Any true, and I regard you as a true warrior, any true warrior craves nothing more than peace. The notion that warriors are warmongers is idiocy. It's the politicians who don't have to put themselves and their kin at risk who start these things.
I really, and you think about it, and you think, if before you start a war, you should have been in war.
Yeah.
And or somebody you love should have been in war. And there's so few of them now. And even worse, that are serving than there was before, is that the people that work for them and all their staffs haven't been in the service either.
Yeah.
So I would really like to see this year, we can talk about New Year's, stories and, oh, what do you want for the year? I just would like to see that, that something like if you didn't change at all, Bob Belongi, if you didn't change one bit, if you became the worst person in the world, think about that. If you didn't change, and listen, this is for all of you, Jimmy and eBay and everybody. If you didn't change one bit, but you became the worst person in the world, would the world be a better place? In other words, everybody else would be whatever you believe in would be maybe, if you believe in forgiveness, right?
they would believe in forgiveness even more. If you believed in working hard, they would work hard. If you believed in the sanctity of marriage, in the sanctity of human life, in the sanctity of all human life, and everybody else then would believe more. Would all the wars end, Bob? Would all the wars end if you were the worst person in the world?
I would like to think so. I would genuinely like to think so, because my own views have, I think, evolved over the years, and I think that we as a people, the people going nuts when Trump was elected and saying, oh, it's going to go back to the way it was in the 50s and all that. No, it's not. We have laws in, you know, that gays were going to be persecuted, that this and that was going to happen, then we were going to go back to Jim Crow. Seriously? No. We have grown out of that.
And it's like people that said, oh, no, it should be one person, one vote, because that's the way it should be. Are they the same people that fought so hard against Prop 8 after that passed? You remember what happens is when the people vote, seeing things that happen, like Proposition 8 passed, which said there would be no marriage between same sexes. You remember that? You know, that was the same. Those are the same groups of people you're saying,
that
oh,
was,
no.
By the way, that was a popular vote that was overturned.
But that doesn't make any difference. It was still the popular vote, and depending on how things end. But let's go back to the original question. If you were the worst person in the world without changing a bit, it doesn't, you know, like, oh, it turns you into, like, you know, a psychopath. No, you don't change a bit. Would the world be at peace? Would the world be at peace? Would there be no hunger? Would there be people, you know, living a good life? I mean, just think about it.
Yeah,
I would like to think that if I was the worst person in the world, there would be never another war. There would never be another war.
I think if you set a standard that if you were Emperor for a day, I think that war would come to a halt, because you've been there, done that, and you've seen just how bad it is.
It is bad. But there'd be no war. Everybody'd have a gun. But that'd be okay, because you wouldn't be killing people, because I don't kill people. You don't kill people. So think about that. If you were the worst person in the world, what would the world be like? So there's your thought for the day. Hey, tomorrow, Mark Story coming in here from Haven Humane. Everybody, you have a great day. I hope your Christmas was really good. I hope you have a real, real warm feeling about this year and where we're going next year.
And the news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Holiday travel is treacherous across the northern Great Plains, being blasted by blizzard conditions, ice, and freezing rain. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bond says if you're in the Northeast, heads up, you may be next.
What we are starting to worry a little bit more about is later tonight into tomorrow, parts of the Northeast, like upstate New York and New England, could have a little bit of freezing rain as moisture from the system in the northern plains makes its way in there.
Forecasters say people in parts of North Dakota might not get a chance to start digging out from snowdrifts until later today after the howling winds die down. Some roads in the Dakotas have been closed since yesterday. The storm's also causing widespread power outages. Russian security officials pretty much ruling out terrorism as the cause of a military plane crash on